podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
Can I give you a cold sports event update?
Of course, I'd love you to.
For those that don't know, there is a certain event that happens once every 4 years in regards to colder climates. Yep. And people from around the world come together and there are legalities into who can say the official names of these things because they pay a lot for the rights to do that.
Yeah, and they're real strict on it.
Very strict.
Yeah.
So yesterday...
No, we would never... We would never breach that.
No.
Neither accidentally nor on purpose.
No, exactly. So when we talk about things that might be a little bit different to the norm, that's the reason why.
Yeah.
Now, cold sports event champion from Barwon Heads, Jacara Anthony.
All right.
Who held our flag.
Yes.
In the start of the cold sports event festivities.
Yeah, the big party.
Right? It's so amazing to have someone so local over in Europe somewhere doing amazing things.
That's incredible.
And she has a particular sport that she's involved in called the freestyle skiing women's moguls.
Mm.
And she has to have the first session in which she will then qualify for a big metal round lanyard that she then puts around.
Don't know about the keyword.
Qualify.
I don't know if we can say that.
Oh, really? Okay. Anyway, tomorrow morning, that's happening. Yeah. Do we get a thumbs up then from AJ? Yeah. Bless you, AJ.
Can say qualify.
Anyway, so that's amazing. Go Jacara.
Yeah.
Everyone is backing you. No matter what, you're there and that's amazing.
Yeah.
Can't say where you are, but it's amazing you're there.
Yeah.
So we're proud
Good
of you.
Good on you.
In other sort of news of this region, I want to chat about sports that may not have continued on. Remember how in the summer version of this, there was a break dancing situation.
Yeah.
And that was one of the sports that came in that they're like, we're going to trial this.
Yeah, sure.
Right? And it happens at all of these cold sport and hot sport events.
Yeah, true.
Right? They trial out things.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know one of the forgotten sports of the cold sports event?
No, what?
Ski ballet.
Ski ballet.
Yes. So it's like figure skating.
Yeah.
Which we can say because that's just sport.
Yeah.
Figure skating, but on skis with a gentle downward slope, and they had to perform all these types of moves and dancing kind of jumps, spins, leg crosses, maneuvers.
Yeah.
And this happened in 1988 and 1992.
How do you spin on skis? Isn't it like a backwards bend thing? Like bend right?
They were very good.
Yeah.
That seems like one that I would like to see at the cold sports events.
Yeah, absolutely.
Continuing, but they said that after the popularity of snowboarding and things like that, they were taking up more of the event space and therefore ski ballet had to get the...
Bloody... I mean, that's a real shame, ski ballet.
Something else that is interesting that is happening at the moment is that when people are the champions of their cold sports event, they will get the goodest, right? If you're the goodest and the next goodest and the next goodest again, you will get a lanyard with a metal circle attached.
Yeah. Sure.
Right? Of different colours.
Yeah.
But some people are jumping up and down and the metal circles are falling to the floor because there seems to be a problem with the little metal ring that holds the ribbon.
The latch.
To the giant metal circle.
Right. So poorly constructed.
Well, that's what they're saying. And they're like, oh, you know, it doesn't pass the jump test of excitement.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? There would be so many people who are like, we have to really focus on the metal circles and make sure that they are the best and look the best and they're cool and everyone's focused on that. Then you've got another team that's focused on the lanyard, right?
Right,
and they're like, we have to make sure that this goes around heads of different sizes and then it sits at a good angle.
It's the right colours,
So they obviously didn't have money to spend on the tiny little ring.
Yeah.
That holds the two together, and that team are going to get their ass kicked because that's what people are talking about this morning.
Great. You could just imagine there's one guy on the team, guys, do you think maybe could we put them on or could you guys put them on and jump and we'll just see if it – and they're like, pervert, absolute pervert. You're fired.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
So this is in the Addy today. A family from Leopold had uploaded this shocking video footage. They're calling it on Friday.
Yes.
Right? This woman is walking down the side of her house.
Oh, yes.
And this snake comes out, lunges at her, kind of wraps herself around her and she jumps out the way and then it kind of slithers there. Yeah. Then you see in the video someone else coming around, obviously being like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah.
So I'm assuming, it doesn't have volume, but I'm assuming she screamed her head off.
Yeah, sure.
And then she's like, get out of here, get out of here. And she's pointing at the snake. There's a snake there.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
It's that time of year.
It is that time of year. And it was a copperhead snake, apparently.
Right.
Now I...
So Steve Earle snake. Copperhead rule.
Oh, there you go. Nice.
A little reference there.
Good on you. And this kind of reminded me when we went camping at Wilson's Prom.
Yes.
Right? Now, in that area, yes, there are some snakes around.
Mm.
But, you know, there's a lot of people in that area. Have you ever been to Wilson's Prom before?
Oh, only when I was sort of teenager.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was packed when we went.
I bet, yeah.
Obviously, over hot Chrissy, day, yeah, yeah. All that area. Like, it's just that you can camp in there. Every camping spot is booked. There's people walking every single track. And so there's a lot of noise and stuff like that. So you're like, we're generally pretty safe.
Yeah, okay.
But beautiful Jimmy's parents, right?
Yeah.
They travel a bit and they're like, we know you going to the prom. And so we think that we're going to buy, we've been wanting to buy something for ourselves, but we've gotten it now before they travel later in the year. They're like, we've gotten it now because we want you to utilize these because we're worried about your safety when it comes to snakes.
Ah.
Right?
Ah.
So what they're called is gaiters.
Okay.
Have you heard of these before?
Sorry, gaiters or gaydars?
Gaiters.
Okay.
Right? And so what it is you put them, they're like old school ravers back in the day. You would have your fluffies, right?
Yeah.
So you'd have a piece of material that was around the bottom of your knee.
Just under your knee.
Just under your knee.
Yeah,
and
then
it goes over your shoes. So if a snake comes out and bites you,
well,
you're protected,
all
right?
All it gets is the Elmo-looking gear.
What?
You know, the fluffy.
Right? And then so you're back in the rave days.
Yeah.
Anyway, so his parents gave us, you know, one for me and one for him.
Yeah.
And said, you know, we really want you to take this.
Yeah.
I've sent you a photo of me wearing.
Can I look at it yet?
Yeah, go for it. Wearing the gaiters, right? And I said,
pretty practical.
Absolutely not. Absolutely.
Like, I get
bless
it.
Their hearts. And I know, like, I'm hoping that they don't hear this. But have a look at me.
Oh, I get it in theory.
In theory, great. I'm sorry. I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Especially because I was like, no, I'm going to be in shorts because it's hot. And I know snake danger, whatever. But I'm like, I'm not wearing pants. So I'm going to wear shorts and then these gaiter things. And then shoes.
So my vision, for some reason, I imagined, you know how tradies have the sort of the booty thing that goes over their boots? You know, it's like...
Oh, so it's kind of like, or if you're fishing, you're doing like water, like you're doing fly fishing?
Like, no, I mean like it's like a, it goes around the ankle and there's like a cover that goes over their ankles and the tops of their boots.
Yes.
That's sort of how
it is kind of like that, but it's a longer version.
Yeah, what it looks more like is...
you know when you go to, you're in hospital, right? And they don't want you to get deep vein thrombosis. So they put these giant things around your legs that like squeeze you.
They are,
so that's what they are.
Yeah.
That's what they look like.
Like a pressure pad sort of thing. They also look like maybe if you went and bought your soccer gear from Bunnings.
Or hockey gear from
Bunnings.
So I'm just like, I said to Jimmy, I'm like, absolutely not. We said, thank you so much. Beautiful, beautiful, love them, right? So caring. I said, I'm not wearing that. And he's like, nah, but they bought it. I said, I don't care. I'm not wearing those. And I said, how about this for a bet?
Yeah.
I will give you $100.
Yeah.
If we see one person in the prom wearing it.
Yeah.
One person over the whole time we were there.
Well, it's new technology, mate.
New technology. If we see one person wearing this.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, got to mention, whole lot of different people from all over the world, different ages.
Yeah.
Right? One person, you get $100.
Yeah.
That $100 is still with me today.
Yeah, exactly. I wonder why, though. This is
dumb. I am not. I'll pop it up on our socials. Yeah, absolutely not.
Yeah. It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
Okay, so late last week, I brought to the table, you brought to the table rather, the debate between whether handball is called down ball or four square.
Yes.
it's one of those three.
It's one of those three.
No one seems to be able to agree.
No.
On what it is.
We call it four square.
Mm. Yeah, you and I.
And
both.
Then Chris came in, he's like, no, four squares are when they're like not in a formation, they're like one next. And it's like, shut up,
Chris. Shut up, Chris. Get out of our studio. What are you doing? I'm trying to do a show here, mate. So there was that, right? So, and you grew up in Werribee.
Yeah.
I grew up between sort of Adelaide and Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought, oh, maybe it's a, I don't know, maybe it's like a where you grew up sort of thing. Because my understanding of down ball is it was, you'd hit it against the wall and it was called down ball because you're hitting it down before it hits the wall, like bang, bang.
Yeah.
Bang,
see, and bang, that bang, added like another layer because no one knows what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah, okay. No, I think people do. Anyway, it's fine. And then, so we thought, what we sort of got was that, was it called down ball? Yeah, it was down ball was the general consensus for people who grew up in Geelong, right?
Yes.
Grew up around here, kids used to call it down ball, right? And then my mate Chris from Lara called up. Now, he's a primary school teacher.
Yeah.
Right, but he doesn't teach in Lara, but he was going to work that day on Friday. He's like, I'm going to ask the kids.
Amazing.
Right?
Yes, so I forgot about that.
Yes. So he got to work and first of all, he sent me some photos of the setup that they have there.
Okay.
Right, and there's one that has four squares,
mm-hmm.
but then there's one that has like six squares.
Six squares all together though, like as in 2-2-2?
Yeah, there's like 2-2-2, and then I think there might even be like a big two-size one at each end. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So like...
Inclusion gone mad.
Wild sort of, you know, let's see how crazy we can get with this, you know? Yeah. Add more squares. No, you're a madman. More squares!
We're never hiring this landscaper again.
It's gone wild with the paint. No, so anyway... He went to the younger children to start with, asked them what they called
it. Bless him, by the way. Yeah.
So thanks, Chris. But do you want to know what the
yes.
kids, the young kids these days
mm-hmm.
are calling it? Also down ball. Right?
The education system is just putrid at
the moment. It is. But you know, he goes, I wasn't taking that for an answer. I was like, I went to the junior kids who are like a bit older.
What? He's right? like a Four Corners report.
I know, right? And guess what the slightly older kids are calling it?
What?
Also down ball. So I think.
It makes sense if they're growing, taking that terrible education with them up the chain.
I know, right? You know. So it's misinformation. but I think we need to quit while we're ahead, mate, and just sort of concede that it is...
Absolutely not.
At least regionally, in this quaint sort of dialect.
Down ball.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggy, say thanks.
All right, on maths, it was the first dinner party last night. Love a dinner party. My most favourite time in the show because they normally sit people across from the people they hate the most.
Mm.
And drama ensues. Now, in this case, it's Beck and Danny. Beck is the one that cracked the sads at Danny because she thought he was looking at another girl when they were on their honeymoon.
Yep.
Danny is the European geezer, right? Now, Beck and Danny went to Fiji on their honeymoon.
Mm.
Beck hates Gia and the feeling's mutual. Now, Gia and Scott went to Townsville. Gia and Scott are the two with the veneers that had the beach wedding and they're very, like, intense personalities, right? They think that they're couple goals after 2 days of knowing each other.
Boss bees as well.
Boss bees, right?
Yeah.
So... Gia and Scott went to Townsville. Danny and Beck went to Fiji. And this is the discussion about that.
And then we went to Fiji for a week.
Fiji?
For a week. Where'd you go?
Townsville.
Ah!
No. Oh, he
totally. Beck is yuck. Like, what's your problem? Like, it was just rude. But she's rude.
Townsville!
You know what? Townsville was lovely. Sorry. And do you know what? It seems like we got on better than you and your man. He was looking me up and down. So, chill.
So there.
So, your man wants me.
Wants me. It's not about the destination, though, is it? It's about the love.
Yeah, for sure.
And let's celebrate the little honeymoon trips. Where did you go on your honeymoon? Because Townsville is gorgeous.
Yeah, I know, right? And so whilst it doesn't sound as impressive because it's not overseas, it's or not whatever, Paris. Yeah, but there are absolutely beautiful parts of most parts of Australia. Do you know what I mean? Like there's beautiful stuff that you can go and do.
That sounds like someone selling a terrible destination for a honeymoon. But let's find out what happened on 52232955. Michelle from Armstrong Creek, where did you go on your honeymoon?
So first of all, I have to say I'm a big maths fan. Yes. Love a good car crash on television.
Yes.
And I also agree with you. Townsville is actually really beautiful.
Yeah.
So, my first marriage, which thankfully is no longer.
Yeah.
We went to the Golden Chain Hotel in Bairnsdale.
No, you didn't. Sorry. No judgment.
We had 2 nights.
Oh, yeah. 2 nights.
2 nights in Bairnsdale. Isn't that a Jimmy Barnes song?
Close enough.
Oh, my
what?
God.
So can I just ask why you chose that specific destination there, Michelle?
Well, it's like that song, Young, Dumb and Broke.
Yes.
Okay, yep. Yes. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. So it was, you know, like, oh, my God, this is the man I'm going to be with for the rest of my life. Well, sadly, that ended.
Mm-hmm.
Not so sadly, but... You know, now I'm married to someone I've been with for 20 years and I had a lovely second honeymoon on a cruise.
On a cruise. Nice. Okay. That's good. We can celebrate everyone that's been to a Golden Chain, though.
Yeah,
great establishments. Great establishments. Golden ring, Golden Chain. Yeah, it makes sense.
Yes, it does. I bet you got a discount, too. Yeah. Something nice on the bed when you arrive. It might have been something nice.
Like
not
mint.
Not a stain. So... let's go to Beth in Ocean Grove. G'day, Beth. Where did you go for your honeymoon that was a little bit low-key?
Hi. Hi there. I don't really watch math, sorry.
No, you're fine.
First season I did and then thought, I've got to get off this.
Yeah.
We went to the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
Nice.
I know it's not Bairnsdale, but we took our rollerblades and went rollerblading.
Stop it. That's actually cute.
So
we had a ball. It was fantastic. Went to SeaWorld, all that.
Yeah.
Bit trash, I suppose, for a honeymoon, but we were broke and, oh, not broke, but, yeah, we were students, so we were young.
Aww.
So, awesome, yeah.
That's sweet. I would say that's actually a pretty good one to go up there to the Goldie.
Where did you go rollerblading in the Goldie?
Well, we just walked and rollerbladed everywhere.
Yeah.
We did hop on a bus to go to SeaWorld. Apart from that, we walked everywhere. But, yeah, rollerblading just along the Esplanade, around the street.
See, that's another Jimmy Barnes song too, isn't it, Tom?
Rollerblading around the Goldie.
Rollerblading to SeaWorld.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
I know that I am getting to this late, okay, and I'm sure that you're across this. But there is a character who has made a funny video that we've popped up on our socials saying that he was involved in Bad Bunny's Super Bowl performance yesterday as the trees, as the greenery.
Oh, yeah, because famously we've worked out that every single tree was a person.
Was a person.
In a costume.
Yeah, which is really cool, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And that person was the Tree of Wisdom.
Now in the bog there was a tree, a rare tree, a rattlin tree.
Tree in the bog down in the valley,
first time I have seen this film clip and the Tree of Wisdom goes off.
He goes hard. That's why people love him. He's got his own show now. He's
gone
spin off from The Wiggles.
Yeah.
It's the Tree of Wisdom show. My girls love it.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, well, this Tree of Wisdom looks absolutely amazing. And he put up a video, of him dancing in his costume being like, hey, I was there yesterday. And it's very funny.
Yeah, because he's
like
hey,
I need to know more about this.
Yeah, thing. you didn't know. Yeah, what nobody knows is I was there. And it's like, it's so funny.
Obviously, it's a joke.
Yeah.
Hilarious, though, right?
Yeah.
And so I was saying, what is this Tree of Wisdom? And you, what you just said. You were like, oh, my God, welcome to the Tree of Wisdom. amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing person, amazing dancer, I must say. And I'm like, well, I would like to be the tree of wisdom though. Like, how do you get a job being the tree of wisdom?
What do you mean?
Because I wanna be the tree of wisdom. Like, I wanna dress up and dance and how do I be the tree of wisdom?
Okay, so well my understanding is that he was a character on The Wiggles.
Yes.
You know, they've been around for, 30 plus years now, right? I know, so crazy. Over the journey, they've brought in characters. Dorothy the Dinosaur, Henry the Octopus.
Oh, there you go. The pirate, Captain Feathersword.
Captain Feathersword. Yes. Yeah, so all of that, right? So and this character was the Tree of Wisdom. And I think he was just part of the cast and he was like, hey, I've got an idea for a character.
Oh.
And they're like, yeah, let's give it a go.
Yeah.
And so then he did one episode or whatever and everyone was like, oh my God, we love this guy. And it's just snowballed from there.
Doesn't he do some kind of, isn't there a song or something I saw come up, Bushdoof or something?
Oh, yes, I've got that. I actually have that here. Hang on, give me a second. Here we go. You know, the fun thing is, you don't have to pre-listen to Wiggles stuff when you play it on the radio to know that there's no swears.
Yeah,
in it.
Exactly. That's one especially a song about a bush doof.
Yeah.
You know, normally.
Yeah.
So. Anyway, but cool. I'm just like, I would love to be the Tree of Wisdom.
Looks what
like
character would you? Well, you'd have to come up with another. You can't have the Tree of Wisdom character.
Maybe I can be Tree of Wisdom adjacent.
Like your own version.
Yeah.
Of the Tree of Wisdom.
Yeah.
What would you...
The tree of, like, happiness.
More bush than tree, I would suggest. Like the... Thanks. The bush of vagueness. The ignorant bush.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
Quick recap on a story we'll talk about this time yesterday. I walk into work yesterday morning around 5 o'clock from sort of Western Beach. Okay, head along the waterfront to Cunningham Pier at the bottom of Mirrabool Street. Then I walk straight up here to 83 Mirrabool Street. And that involves crossing Brougham Street and walking past Lammy's.
Yes.
And as I did that, the lights were already red on Brougham Street.
Mm-hmm.
So Mirrabool Street had the right of way going uphill.
Yes.
So there were cars parked on either side of that intersection.
At Brougham Street?
Yeah, looking to go east or west. Mm-hmm. Yes. And the traffic was stopped. So I then walked to the island in the middle of Brougham Street and then proceeded to continue because the light was still red over to the other side to get to that Lammy's corner there.
Yep.
As I did so from the island to the Lammy's corner, the car that was the first one waiting, heading west, heading towards the Trobe Terrace, just got sick of waiting for the red light because there was no cars. I assume, I'm putting words into their mouth, but there was no, it wasn't like they were rolling along and they just didn't see the red light.
Yeah.
They were stopped and then they took off.
And they made a decision mid red light.
Yeah. And floored off in my direction and I had to trot my way off the road to avoid getting run over, even though I had right of way.
Now, you had a question yesterday because the ute had some branding on it.
Mm.
And you asked the question, should you call them?
Yeah.
And we heard from people that actually have called businesses who have advertised on their cars when they've been driving erratically or whatever. Some people call and get the HR department or whatever.
That's great.
The reception. Some people have called and got the driver as they're driving.
Yeah. Yeah, we even had Brad who had the driver like then looking for him on the road. Where are you? Where are you? Come on, I'll fight you. I'll pull over and I'll fight you.
Insane.
Crazy.
So after the show, you made the decision
after
chatting to everyone. You're like, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm going to do this. So I feel empowered to do it.
Yeah, the weight of general opinion was that I should make the call.
Mm.
So I called the business.
Yes.
And we won't have any audio or anything, but you sat in on the conversation. We did it here in the studio.
I did, because I wanted to sit in and be a support person for you too.
Yeah.
Even though you know that I was like, oh, I don't do front stuff, but I'm happy for you to do front stuff and support you in that endeavour.
And we didn't have your microphone on sort of thing, is it? Because the call went through the desk. Okay. Mm-hmm. So called them, spoke to head office. Got put on hold a couple of times, didn't we? A
couple of times. It was sort of like, what are you calling about? Oh, hang on a second. And I thought, maybe they've heard the segment.
Yeah.
And they're like, he's calling.
Yeah. But I don't think so, because apparently this is a pretty big company.
Yeah.
Because then the lady came back and said, I'm going to put you on to our fleet manager.
Mm.
And so then we got transferred again. And a gentleman answered the phone.
Yes.
And I proceeded to explain the situation to him.
Now, he said he was in another state.
That's right. He wasn't in Geelong.
Mm.
And he's not familiar with Geelong.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, okay. And he said, did you get the rego? And I said, nah, sorry, I was too busy diving for my life.
Mm.
Dramatic, I know, probably. But I would say, I don't
no,
think
no.
use those words.
No, you be as dramatic as you want. I was backing you the
I
whole
was
way.
Running, yeah. But I did catch the writing on the side of the ute.
Mm.
And he said, oh, yeah, all right. And that was it. And I was like.
And me and you, we're looking at each other like.
So we better like look that up. You want to like talk to the person about it?
Yeah,
or anything?
Do you need any more information?
He's like, if you didn't get the rego, you know, we've got heaps of cars. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Didn't he say something like there's thousands of cars in that area?
Yeah. I'm like, it's the first one I've ever seen. Surely
it might be a massive business, but don't you think you could message maybe the region or even the state and say, hey, we've had this information presented to us. Everyone, need to know, be super careful out there.
Yeah, yeah. Or just go, oh, hang on, who's driving around Geelong at 5:30 in the morning? There can't be that many of their cars driving around. Anyway, so he didn't ask me for, like, what street it was on or anything. I then said Brougham Street, spelled B-R-O-U. He wasn't writing it down.
No, hell no.
He did not give a toss. Nah. He did not care at all.
And that was sucky.
Yeah, it really sucked. And so I was like, all right, thanks, mate, and then hung up. And I was like, geez, I want to call back and escalate it.
Yeah, and be like, now I've got another complaint.
Yeah.
Your fleet manager.
He's a turd. Yeah. So anyway, if you want to know what the business is, then give me a call, 5223. Like, I want to name and shame.
No, we're not going to do that.
Why not?
Because we don't have lawyers. But what I will say is this. If it was you and you realise it's you, I think it's worth an apology to this man.
You know that's not going
to
happen.
I know it's not, but in a perfect world.
Yeah, if they're anything like the fleet manager, then they're going to be like, oh, I'll get him next time.
Yeah.
Man, turds, that was disappointing.
Tom and Loggy, that was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.